good afternoon. I'm Mac Kelly in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. The Michigan legislature is considering new restrictions on social media use for minors in the state. Legislation introduced Wednesday would block children under 16 from creating social media accounts, while teens between 16 and 18 would need to get parent permission to sign up. Supporters of the proposal say the measure is aimed at addressing mental health concerns tied to social media use among young people, including anxiety, depression, sleep problems, and self-harm. The legislation compares social media to products already restricted for minors, such as alcohol and tobacco. The proposal now moves through the legislative process and would require approval from both the Michigan House and the Senate before reaching Governor Whitmer's desk for consideration. A Port Huron man is facing multiple felony charges following an investigation involving alleged child sexually abusive material. Michigan State Police say 68-year-old William Endicott was arrested after investigators reportedly seized digital evidence during the case. Authorities say the investigation began after a Michigan Department of Corrections resident connected to parole violations. Endicott has been charged with two counts of possessing child sexually abusive material and two counts of using a computer to commit a crime. He was arraigned on Friday, May the 8th, in 72nd District Court. And then a Huron County woman has pled no contest to retail fraud second degree. Patricia Ventline received a sentence from Judge Ferris in Huron County District Court of fines and court costs, avoiding jail time or community service. The charge stemmed from a March 3rd incident at the Bad Axe Walmart, where Ventline took 45 grocery items without paying for them and then was intercepted in the parking lot. The court ordered $765 in total financial obligations, including $190 restitution for perishable goods. With a $350 bond applied, $450 remains due by September 1st. Ventline is also banned from the Walmart store with potential arrest if she tries to enter again. And the game between the Detroit Tigers and Baltimore Orioles had been rained out. It's been postponed because of the weather and will be made up tomorrow as part of a split doubleheader. The teams played through the rain last night, and the forecast of rain into this evening led to the decision to call the game off. The first game scheduled tomorrow is for 12:35, and then the second game will start at 6 o'clock in the evening. It's a quick look at your news for the latest Thumb area news anytime. Always make sure that you go to thumbnet.net.